The Columbia Workshop. Today, the workshop presents The City Wears a Slouch Hat by Kenneth Patchen. The score is for Sound Orchestra by John Cage. The City Wears a Slouch Hat.
It's beginning to rain a little. We'll just move back here into this doorway. There. That's better.
But honest, kid, I didn't mean to say it.
You and your apologies, boy. How come every time we get the mother, you have to start again?
Yeah, that's the way it is.
Say, buddy, you got something to spare a fella? I ain't eaten since yesterday.
Sure. Here.
Thanks. I hate to bother.
Say, let's have a look.
It's just a pile of old rags in the alley.
Can't be too careful around these old buildings.
Yeah. Say, that rain's really beginning to come down. I'm going to duck back under this awning.
And a dozen oranges.
Mm-hmm. These are the navels.
I want them for juice.
Oh, a dozen, you say?
Yes. And I want a bunch of celery. 3 pounds of your best tomatoes.
We'd better find another spot. This looks well out of the weather.
They come up, Jack.
They're up.
Fork over.
Here we are. My wallet. My wristwatch.
Now, don't try anything fancy. I'd as soon plug you as breathe.
I bet you would. Here. I think that's all.
You're a smart fella. Well, be seeing you.
Just a minute. You won't have any use for the cards and the photograph in my wallet. Return them to me, please.
Okay. I have no use for them. Here you are.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Come on.
Hey, whose picture you got there? Your wife? Maybe your mother, huh?
No.
Okay, bud, keep your little secret.
It's no secret. It's your picture.
What? Say, what are you handing me?
Here, look for yourself.
Jeez. Hey, look out here, take your money. I don't want to get mixed up in nothing like that.
Like what? Don't be a fool. I can't stand all night here in the rain talking to you. Good night.
But I don't want...
I can't help what you want. That wind's beginning to go right through me. What I need's a little good cheer.
Yes, sir?
Nice crowd tonight.
Pretty good.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. No, wait, I'll take my cigarettes out of the coat first.
Here's your check, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, Abel.
No, I'll just stand here.
What did you have?
Oh, let's see. Give me a bit of that.
This is?
That's right. Go easy on the lemon.
Listen, Al, that nanny goat couldn't win a race if they put snowshoes on the other
cheese. Have it your way.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a little lady...
I don't care much for her voice.
Paper! Paper! Paper, mister!
No, I don't want a paper.
Here, give me one.
Here you are. Now, Ed, you know as well as I do that a thing like that can cause a lot of trouble.
Yeah, but I still think you could make something out of it. Why, it was...
That sounds like it might be interesting. We'll see.
A dog, maybe, but not a horse.
What's the matter with a horse?
There ain't nothing the matter with a horse. But if it was a dog, I'd feel a lot better.
Okay, you'd feel better. But that horse ain't a dog. Ed, go ahead. Bite your own first. What's Ida think?
What's Ida think? What do you think she thinks? There we are in the kitchen, playing cards with the neighbors in the front room. It don't make no difference to him. He'll just mosey in and start talking.
What's he say?
What's he say? What don't he say? That horse just pops out with the first thing that comes in his head.
Yeah, I still think you could make something out of it.
Well, they walk too fast. It might be nice to stroll along the river for a bit. I can't get much wetter.
Huh?
I just said I couldn't get much wetter.
Oh, that's all right.
Good of you to say so. What are you doing sitting down here in the rain?
Oh, just listening to the boats.
It's nice, all right.
You ever been up in an airplane?
Yes, several times. Why?
I always wanted to see what things looked like from up there. Pretty good, huh?
Pretty good.
You ever been in Meliburg?
Where's Meliburg?
I'm not just sure. I think it's somewhere along the Dan.
The Dan? What's the Dan?
Oh, it's a lake near Blodgett City, up near the border.
Well, I hope you get your wish.
What wish?
To go up in a plane.
Yeah, I do, too. You ever been in any of them creameries near Meliburg?
Yes. I went all through one about a week ago.
The Johnson boys still work there?
Which one? Tom?
No, Freddie.
Freddie quit the day before I went there.
Oh. Was that a Wednesday?
Friday.
You ever plant any rice?
No, I never did. Do you see the light in that big apartment house over there? Up about six floors?
Sure, I see it.
I think I'll go up and answer the phone. Hello? No, they went out to Bill's sisters. Couldn't say exactly, but I don't think you should wait for them to come in. Yeah, that's right. You'd have a rather long wait. You see, the pavement's pretty wet tonight, and their car is going to skid off into a tree. Yes, all of them. Even the baby. The car will catch fire. Yes, just 10 minutes from now. It doesn't matter how I know. I'm sorry. Good night. Oh, it feels good to get some fresh air again.
Hey, look, buddy. You know them three guys back there?
Which?
Them back there at their candy store. They've been following you ever since you left your house.
They have? How do you know?
How do you suppose?
And why were you following me?
I didn't have nothing else to do.
Maybe they feel the same way.
But I ain't packing no gun like they are.
Okay. Thanks. I'll wait until they come up. Hello, boys. Anything I can do for you?
Now that thing.
What'd he tell you?
Who? What did who tell me?
The guy you were just talking to.
Oh? Why, he said you three were following me.
He told you that, huh?
Come on, Spool. The first thing you know, he'll give us a slip.
Right, the dirty rat.
What's he done to you?
If we wanted you to know, Dickie Boyd, we'd tell you.
Cripes. Out like a light.
Why'd you hit him?
I don't like to be called Dickie Bird. Pick up your friend and get on your way.
Why, you, we ought to plug you.
You can't very well do that with empty revolvers.
Empty?
Now, how the...
Come on, let's get out of here.
So long, Tinkin, Sloan, and O'Malley.
Wait a minute. How'd you know our names?
Are they?
Jeez. Say, them ain't our names.
That reminds me. Let's walk up and look around in the sky a bit. Better get back down, I guess.
Hello.
Hello.
Do you mind if I talk to you?
Not at all. But perhaps we should get in somewhere out of the rain. There's a lunchroom just across the street.
No, I like it here. I don't want to go anywhere where there's light. Where people can see me.
But why?
I'm ugly. I'm ugly. I've nothing to live for now. Everything, all of it, our plans, the life we could have had together.
Does he know where you are?
No.
Well, don't you think...
No, no. He must never know. It would kill him if he knew.
But if he loves you...
Love... How long do you think his love would last? When he...
When did this happen?
4 months ago. I was moving a plate glass mirror in my apartment. I fell and... the glass...
Can't the doctors help you? There have been some wonderful developments in surgery during the past few years.
No. Nothing can be done. Please don't light your cigarette.
I see.
Now are you satisfied?
But why?
Do you begin to understand now why I can't go back to him? Why I can't...
Why did you lie to me? Why did you tell me your face was scarred, disfigured?
I knew it was useless to talk to you. No one can understand. Blind. You're blind. Oh.
That's him. Get him.
Yeah.
I got him. Give us a hand, Sam.
Oh. Who are you? What do you want?
Okay, Bub. Here we are. Get out.
Here we are. Right back where we started from. I wonder what they're doing over there.
There he is. There he is. Be careful. Keep on. Stand back. You want to get hurt?
But what's that for, that machine with all the big gold pipes?
Why, it is a Merck-ogram. Here. What? Look what we can make it do. Now listen. There. Didn't I tell you?
But what use is it?
What use is it? Did you ever hear a machine laugh before?
No, I suppose not. It's funny what people will do. The great things and the dirty little things. Come live with me and be my love, and we will all the pleasures prove that hills and valleys, dales and fields, or woods or steepy mountain yields. And we will sit upon the rocks and see the shepherds feed their flocks by shallow rivers, to whose falls melodious birds sing madrigals. And I will make thee beds of roses and 1,000 fragrant posies, a cap of flowers, and a kirtle embroidered all with leaves of myrtle. A gown made of the finest wool which from our pretty lambs we pull. Fair lined slippers for the cold with buckles of the purest gold. A belt of straw and ivy buds, with coral clasps and amber studs. And if these pleasures may thee move, come live with me and be my love. The shepherd swains shall dance and sing for thy delight each May morning. If these delights thy mind may move, then live with me and be my love.
Hey, another one, huh?
I used to know that one.
Now, don't talk to the fine one. Come on now. Come on now.
Death. Be not proud, though some have called thee mighty and dreadful, for thou art not so. For those whom thou think'st thou dost overthrow, die not, poor death. Nor yet canst thou kill me. From rest and sleep, which but thy picture be, much pleasure. Then from thee much more must flow. And soonest our best men with thee do go. Rest of their bones and souls' delivery. Thou art slave to fate, chance, kings, and desperate men, and dost with poison, war, and sickness dwell, and poppy or charms can make no sleep as well and better than thy stroke. Why swell'st thou then? One short sleep past, we wake eternally, and death shall be no more. Death, thou shalt die. I'd like to be off somewhere listening to the ocean right now. I'm going to swim out to that rock there. Enjoy being alone, sort of tasting the juices of the night.
Nice out here, huh?
Huh? Oh, what are you doing out on this rock in the ocean?
I live here.
You live here?
Yeah, for a long time now. Got sort of tired of things, I'm sure. Always the same. Men and women doing the same stupid things over and over. And the noise of the city. It's good out here. Listen to her beating in. Just feel that good, clean power surging in from the dark. Ruthless. All this time. But listen to her. She's driving in. She knows what she wants. There's no hero or devil on earth can talk back to her. Your little cardboard Napoleon. Bah! Come on in, girl! Roll them under! Listen to her! Knock them down! She'll be moving in here like a beautiful queen. When all the little pains and deaths and conquests we know are forgotten.
I know exactly what you mean.
More love in the world. More understanding.
I want to know you. What you believe. What you feel. What things, among all the things you've heard about and known, mean something to you. We were not meant to be strangers to each other. We have the same fears, the same hopes, joys, and sorrows. We must not be suspicious. We must learn to love each other. If one man fails to believe, then there can be no faith in the world. For all men are finally one man. You. Me. We cannot stand apart from each other. I am coming into your house with my hand outstretched. I am your friend. Do not be afraid of me.
You have been listening to the Columbia Workshop presentation of The City Wears a Slouch Hat, a radio play, his first, by the distinguished American writer Kenneth Patchen. The orchestra of sound players was under the direction of John Cage, who composed the special score. In the cast were Madeline Grayson, Jonathan Hull, John Larkin, Frank Dane, Forrest Lewis, and Les Tremaine, who played the voice. Les Mitchell directed. The Columbia Workshop today originated at WBBM Chicago. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.